listener production.
Hello, Stephen Zoyce here with your Central West news briefing. Students and teachers in some of the Central West's hardest hit flood communities will soon be able to access some more financial help. The New South Wales government's rolling out $500 education hardship grants for students, as well as $1,000 grants for public school staff in places like Yugara and Forbes. Three people have been taken to hospital after a large amount of a cleaning chemical spilled onto a driveway and into stormwater drains in Orange. It happened at around 10:20 yesterday on Leawood Drive. Fire and rescue crews dealt with the spill with help from council staff. Medical staff shortages in Bathurst are set to be lowered. Students will be moving to town as part of Charles Sturt's Rural Placement Program, covering the last 3 years of their degree. Professor Damien Limburger says a medical school running there will have other benefits.
And it's also a way to recruit new doctors. I think if you've got a well-established medical training program, it certainly attracts more qualified doctors to the region who are looking to do a little bit of academic work or research work on top of their clinical work.
Some exciting new tech is coming for medical students in Orange. Over $1 million will go towards a rural health simulation centre. It'll be fully equipped with a training ambulance and an immersive room that recreates the experience of working in an ED, tech that is currently only available in the city. It's expected to open midway through the year. To sport now, and in cricket, the New South Wales Breakers are looking to wrap up a tough WNCL season on a high point when they head to Orange later this week. The girls are sitting second last on the ladder and play their two final games against the ACT at Wade Park on Friday and Sunday. Head coach Gavin Twining admits it's been a slog.
We've had a pretty tough season so far. Lots of injuries, a lot of young girls. Obviously, we haven't had our Aussie girls around either. They've been, off to the World Cup, had a series against Pakistan and India as well. So it's been a learning curve for a lot of our girls and the coaching staff.